Don't let the heroes hug the headlines. Share the ball around. Let's go down to the local ground.
Unc, what a wonderful suggestion, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the Loddon Valley Footy League, and we're going to go to Midiamo, and we're going to go into the canteen. We're joining us on the line, just taking a break from cutting the sandwiches, is the President, Trevor Mitchell. Good morning, Trevor. Welcome to the Kudamees.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, good day, Trev.
Trevor.
How are we?
Yeah, good.
How's the sandwich making?
We're running late. I got here late. We had 8 sow sparrow this morning, so put us behind schedule.
8 what?
8 sow sparrowed at home. We had to do before we come to footy.
Okay. Now, when we were up at Midi, it was Paddy was doing all the work there in the canteen.
Nothing's changed. Still Sandy, Sue, and Nick and Riles and Ian.
Righto.
Nothing's changed.
And you had those magnificent dim sims.
Yeah, still got the fabulous dim sims.
Righto. Now, I was talking to our good friend John Forbes during the week.
Oh, yeah, Johnny.
And Forbes, he told me since we've been up there, the wheels have fallen off at Midi a bit, Trevor.
I wouldn't say fallen off. We'd just like to think that we're just rebuilding.
Oh, okay.
So.
And you're rebuilding under a new coach, Dennis Grinton, is it?
Yeah, Dennis Grinton.
And Dennis has got a record that might be worth putting out there amongst people in rural and regional footy and metro footy. I understand this is the 10th club that Dennis has coached?
Yeah, I didn't realise that until Johnny told me. Forbesy told me this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, passionate man, loves his footy.
And still playing?
Still playing. We appointed him, or he was going to come as a non-playing coach, but when we had no numbers, he started training and, he's played every game.
So it's put his hand up.
Fantastic. So Midi are the Super Roos. Now, you won a flag just a couple of years back, didn't you, Trevor?
Yeah, 2009 we won a senior one, and last year we won a reserve one for the first time in 37 years.
Wow. Very good. Righto.
But this year, not so going so well, Trevor?
No, when the reserves won, as it turned out, it was probably the worst thing because nearly half the team retired, so they retired on a winning note. And, out of our senior list, I think our top five in our best and fairest last year have all left and gone interstate working. So
they've left a big hole.
At least they haven't gone to Calaville.
No, definitely not. And Haythorpe, your mate.
Yeah, Ryan Haythorpe.
Yeah, he went back to Sandhurst. Bendigo.
Oh, they're in a different league. Because Bridgewater are the mean machine. How are they going?
We played them last week.
Uh-huh.
We had a big turnaround. In the first game, they beat us by nearly 25 goals, 30 goals, and it was back to 51 points last week. So
that's a good trajectory.
We're coming back.
The team I like is Bears Lagoon Serpentine. It's a fantastic name. Have you played them yet?
We played Bears about 3 weeks ago. They're similar to us about 3 years ago. They never won a game for 2 or 3 years, and they've rebuilt, and I think they're equal top with Bridgewater.
Great for the competition and great for the region.
And your arch rivals, Calaville.
They're just having a quiet year like us. I think they've won a couple of games.
Well, you'd be happy with that.
We are. We played them for a couple of weeks, so we're hoping to have a win.
How are the girls going, Trev?
Netballers are carrying us again as per usual.
That's nice to hear.
Netball's going really well. So.
But when we were up there, you had kids that were playing in the early junior games, then doubling up in another one, and then some of them played reserves. And given the population at the last census was about 72, it does make it difficult for you to find young blokes to play who might then hang around and come up to the seniors.
Yeah, well, that's our trouble this year. Or last year we combined with Serpentine. And Serp had 4 kids, I think, last year, and we had probably 12. And this year, Serp couldn't get a kid, one junior player, and we only had 4.
Yeah.
No. So we've had to fold our juniors this year, and reluctantly, we let our 4 kids go to Calaville.
Oh, my goodness, that's fate worse than death, isn't it?
it is, but on the better note, I think they're probably the best 4 players they've got.
Just a bit more on Dennis, your coach. Is he about 40, is he?
I think he'd be 41, I think.
Righto, so he's coached at 10 clubs, and we figure he didn't start taking up coaching until he was in his 20s.
No, well, there where you're wrong, I think. At Northern United, I think the last year in Northern United he was staying, They couldn't get a coach, and he said he'd coach, and he was 18.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Wow.
That's got to be some sort of record.
I know he coached Pyramid at 19, but, yeah, but in between then and Mount Pleasant and that, I don't know where he went.
Oh, well, we might put out a call to anyone in footy in, you know, country Victoria. You've got someone that's coached more than 10 clubs. I mean, that's about two a year at the moment for Dennis.
And anyone who's started younger than 18 coaching.
Yeah,
no, very passionate man. Like, that's probably why we're going. We had our coach told us halfway through last year he wasn't going to go, and we thought, oh, yeah, we'll get a coach, and we tried, and we couldn't get anyone, and we didn't get Dennis until the end of January, which is probably half the reason we battled this year, because it was hard to recruit players because we didn't have a coach. So Dennis stood up, and I think he came, and I expected him after a fortnight to just go, because when guys weren't turning up and whatnot, it was like rats off a leaking ship. They were all players were jumping. I think we had 12, 13 at training, and yeah, I expected him to go, but to his credit, he's stuck in there. He's very passionate, and he's doing a great job.
And I trust, Trevor, that the fans are still as passionate, and they are gathering in that little bar behind the goals.
Yeah, the Legends Bar hasn't changed. We mightn't be winning, but off the field and socially and membership-wise and financially, we haven't done as good as ever. So
that's
great to hear. Mm. So things underway already there today?
No, seeing we haven't got juniors. We've got our mini netballers are over there playing, and we haven't got juniors. So yeah, we don't kick off our football side till 12 today.
Oh, plenty of time to finish making the sandwiches.
There is. It's good. We get in there and Steve, the coffee man, turns up about 11 and then we have a coffee and we're right for the day.
And of course, if there's a tea on after the game, someone's got to take the responsibility for looking after the spit roast during the game. I have to stand next to it for an hour and keep a watch on.
Yeah, we're lucky today. We're not spit roasting. We've got fettuccine and meatballs and spaghetti for tea.
Hey, that started out highfalutin with fettuccine, but it ended up country with meatballs.
So there's something for everybody.
Which are actually rissoles.
Is that Patsy's special, is it?
That's a Patsy special. That Patsy and Sandy special.
Well, what about the night we went to Forbesy's for tea and Patsy has turned up? I thought there must have been the entire football club coming to dinner. There was only about six of us.
Nothing's changed.
Three casseroles and a chicken cacciatore. It was fantastic.
Yeah, nothing's changed. She's typical Italian. She's just ready for when the bus breaks down. She'll have enough food.
That's fantastic.
As always, we send our big cheerios to Johnny Forbes.
And Faye.
Well, Johnny's probably listening this morning. They're doing the big pruning of the grapevines this morning.
At Prairie Park,
they're doing the grapevine. So Johnny's probably coming in a little bit later this morning. So very good.
Tell him hello from us. Trevor, been great talking with you. All the best, not just for the day, but the rest of the season.
Not a problem, guys. Thanks for the phone call.
Thank you. Trevor Mitchell there, just taking time off from making the sandwiches in the canteen at Midiama.
And whilst there is a downside to the fact they haven't got the juniors going around, there's an upside for Trevor, because I think he was actually running the water bottle out of the kids. Now he's moved on to sandwich making in the morning.
Yeah, putting the water bottles into the fridge.
Well, that running of the water bottle, it might sound simple, but as a player matures, you can get into all sorts of strife running the water bottle.